I recently attended some cleanups organised by Tralee Tidy Towns. One of the events I attended was a cleanup of Cockleshell Beach. This was held by Tralee Tidy Town with the support of the Tralee Chamber Alliance and AIB to honour Earth Day. There was a great turnout to the cleanup. I spoke to a few of the organisers.
My name is Brendan O'Brien. I am the chairperson of Tralee Tidy Towns, and we are delighted here today to welcome Stephen Stack and the bank staff for this clean course, which is fairly nice for Stephen and the staff to come out on this beautiful area to keep it clean, I suppose, which is has to be done. I'm happy with what they're doing here for in Indoor Cannon and the Cockleshell area today. And I think it's great to see a community and businesses involved and helping us out. That's all we're asking for.
Stephen Stack, President of Tralee Chamber Alliance and also locally involved in AIB as well. Marta Farrell and Brenda, we know them very well in terms of all the work they do on behalf of Tidy Towns. You know, the business community particularly work very closely with the Tidy Towns Committee, and particularly on the Saturdays once the judging season comes and so forth, and gets out and helps to do the street cleaning the Saturday morning. In conjunction, I should say, with a fantastic team in the County Council as well, who keep the town in the shape that it's in. And I suppose one of the other things that we've really appreciated was last year, in terms of the scoring, I think the Tidy Towns committee, in terms of the scoring for the national competition, increased their score by 20 points, which is an absolutely staggering achievement. So we kind of feel, look, they're really deserving of our support. So we wanted to do something to celebrate World Earth Day. And I was talking to Martin and Brendan some time back, and we said, look, could we do a collaboration between the Tidy Towns and the Chamber and just from our own perspective, AIB, albeit a lot of business owners are heavily involved in supporting Tidy Towns. And we just said we'd like to do a beach clean. And so that's why we're here. And a huge and absolutely enormous turnout between adults and kids from those three organisations. And so we're off to do a bit of work here now for the next couple of hours. We have a great love of the environment and a great love of the community. So today is just our little bit. What I find with sustainability is that if we all do a little bit, you know, it helps to keep the environment. And it's not really about my generation. It's probably about what we can do to help and nurture the next generation and maybe leave the world in a better place than where it is for now. But it's all back to small steps, everybody doing a little bit and maybe being environmentally conscious. And I think if everybody does that, it will make a difference in the long run.
So I'm Martha Farrell, and I'm secretary with Tralee Tidy Towns at the moment. And we're just delighted to be here today with AIB Tralee Chamber to celebrate Earth Day with this large-scale cleanup on Cockleshell Beach.
Do you want to tell me about how this event came about?
We were talking with people that we work with in the Chamber. We have a very good relationship with Tralee Chamber Alliance. And Stephen Stack, who is the current president, suggested that we might do a collaboration for Earth Day. I suppose we just focused on a beach clean on Cockleshell because it is, you know, the nearest beach to Tralee Town. And we did a Clean Coasts big beach clean here in September, and we found a lot of flushed waste, like wet wipes. And we're very conscious that a lot of wildlife species depend on this area, and they're feeding here and they're, you know, trying to winter here. The lot of the migratory species of birds that overwinter around Tralee Bay are often seen here. And we just are very conscious that it's a special protection area, and we are just trying to remove all of that plastic from the beach. So, we're delighted with the turnout today. It's a huge number here. It's great.
The cleanup of Cockleshell Beach was not the only event by Tralee Tidy Towns. The organisation, supported by Kerry Group, braved the rain to clean up the River Lee as well. I spoke to some people involved.
I'm a commercial controller here in Kerry Group. My name is Rian Scully, and just out here today to help clean up the river walk with the Tralee Tidy Towns.
And how did Kerry Group get involved with the Tralee Tidy Towns event today?
As part of one of our pillars within Kerry Group, My Community, where we are given one day per year for each employee to volunteer. And one of the overall arching ambitions is to support and nourish the lives of the people in our local communities. And obviously Tralee Tidy Towns has an objective to create a physical and social environment for the Tralee Town to benefit all those who work, live and visit us. We are very keen on sustainability, biodiversity and bringing the community together to show pride in where we live. Obviously, Kerry Group within Tralee is located very close to the Riverwalk we're cleaning today. We've planted trees with Tidy Towns, and we've planted flower beds, and we've also been out litter picking. So, it's a very important for us as Kerry Group to support the local community and make it look the best we can for visitors that are coming to see it.
So, my name is Colin Walsh, and I'm the Community Water Officer for Law Pro, and I cover all of County Kerry. You're probably wondering, what is Law Pro? It's the local authority's waters programme. My role as a community water officer, I go out and engage the communities, NGOs, tidy towns, and pretty much any grouping of people that want to maybe make better the water quality in their local area. We're underpinned by the Water Framework Directive, whereby we have to try and meet that all water bodies will be of good or pristine status by 2027. Currently we're not meeting that status, and we'll probably overshoot that as well. There is a lot of agencies involved in water, and what we do at a regional level is we coordinate all those efforts to try and get people moving towards in the same direction. What we also have is a catchment science team, and the catchment science team, they go out and investigate where known issues and pressures are on water bodies, and they will refer them then to the relevant authority, regulatory authority. So if it's an ag issue, an issue might get flagged to the Department of Agriculture. If it's a wastewater treatment plant issue, it'll get flagged to Irish Water, etc. So that's our catchment science team. And then my role as a community water officer, I have the real nice job, and I like to go, and what I do is I go around and engage the communities on water quality issues and topics and try and help them and bring them along. And, you know, if they've got issues around water quality, I'll try and help them with that and maybe finding a solution or providing them with some funding towards a solution to improve water quality.
And do you want to say a little bit about the river you're cleaning up today and the importance of it?
Yeah, so the Tralee, we're here in Tralee, and Tralee, Asquelga is Tralee, which is the strand of the Lee. So, you know, the town is named after it. It's currently, its status in its upper reaches is good, and as you move into the lower reaches, as you get closer to the town, its status of the water quality goes from good to poor to moderate. And then out in the estuary, it's a moderate status as well. So, you know, we take a catchment approach in Law Pro, or, you know, with our catchment scientists, and, you know, people have to remember that there might be a river flowing beside their town or village, but it actually might cover a very large catchment. So, you know, the main thing of the Lee catchment is, you know, urban industry along with agriculture. And, you know, that then flows out into the Tralee Bay and the outer Tralee Bay, which we have down as a blue dot catchment.
Is there anywhere that you would direct people if they wanted to find out more about their local water quality?
Yeah, there's a really good website called catchments.ie, and it takes a little bit of time to get used to it, but I would say to anybody, go in, look at, there's video tutorials there online of it, and you can very quickly kind of just figure out what your local water body is doing. And I think that's really important for local people that have their local river beside them, you know, because they will know when they go clicking through the website, you know, what makes sense and what doesn't. And, you know, they'll get a feel for what's available there online. But there's loads of data available online, catchments.ie.
We're delighted to be here today again with Kerry Group. We've had tremendous support over the last number of years from the business community in Kerry. This year alone, we have planted trees with Viclarity. We've planted more trees with JRI America. We cleaned Cockleshell Beach with AIB, and, you know, Kerry Group are here today with us to do a clean up along the River Lee. And, you know, in particular, Kerry Group have helped us so much in the last 3 or 4 years with planting projects, native tree planting. We've had help from them with flower bed revamps and litter picks around the town. So it's just, you know, really heartening when you see the business community supporting what we're doing and raising awareness of the importance of the River Lee and the big river in Tralee. And also, it's great that we're highlighting the problem of littering along the River Lee walk, which is leading into Tralee Bay, which is our special protection area.
So if people want to get involved, where can they find more information?
Well, we do a regular clean-up every Wednesday night from 7 until 8 o'clock, and we meet at the Super Value Garvey's Super Value Car Park in Tralee. And then we also have, you know, some ad hoc events. So today's event, for example, is just us liaising with a company that came to us wanting to help us. So we'd invite any companies or businesses out there who are our groups who are interested in taking environmental action in their town to connect with us on any of our social media channels. So we're Tralee Tidy Towns on Facebook and on Instagram. We'd really welcome, you know, everyone who wants to come along, even if it's just for one night. You don't have to commit to a long-term involvement, but you know, all of the help is definitely, you know, supporting us in our effort. We did have an increase of 19 points in a single year last year, and you know, that was unbelievable for us. The most we'd normally get in one year might be an increase of 9-10 points. So I think, you know, Tidy Towns Ireland is watching the community coming together in Tralee, and they recognize and acknowledge it. And you know, like I said, the business community in particular has been fantastic to us. And of course, you know, the Kerry County Council, Tralee Municipal District Office have been hugely supportive of what we've been doing, because of course all of the litter that we collect and all those bags that we leave piled up is eventually collected by Tralee MD staff. So, you know, and they're always, you know, there at the end of the phone to arrange with us whatever we need to be done. So I think, you know, credit where it's due. They'd be the silent partners. No one, you know, might see that work being done, but they are great supporters.